Now, there's a couple other blocks that we really want to think about as we begin to mature our business model and actually drive this out. So the first thing that, the next thing I should say that we want to talk about is the channels in which we are going to get our value proposition to our customer segment. And so the first part, I think it falls under what I'll call five segments. And under that first one is the awareness. How do we make our potential customers aware that we even have a solution that's going to go ahead and solve their problem? So if you had that toothbrush example I gave you earlier, so it takes a long time, perhaps, to go ahead and create that customer awareness. By the way, to bring some conclusion to that, it actually happened in World War I. Soldiers were falling ill as a result of having poor dental hygiene, and so the Army actually looked at it and said, hey, we need to really embrace this toothbrush thing, and literally started issuing toothbrushes to Army soldiers during World War I. And then after the war was over, very similar to the way coffee was introduced in the United States, people took it from their exposure in the Army, and now the war was over, and then they said to their family as they came home and said, hey, guess what? Well, we were in the field. They gave us this thing called the toothbrush, and it did a real wonders, and my health is so much better, and then it became an institution after that. So sometimes it takes an external factor to go ahead and do that, all right? But the big part of this is really, how do we make people aware that I have a product that's out there? The next part of that is, how can they evaluate my product versus the other ones out there? So again, when I was an invisible fencing dealer, I could tell them that I had this, essentially this invisible fence. I told them it worked on an AM radio signal. But for them, how do they evaluate that? How do they get to the point that says, you know what, if I buy an invisible fencing system, I no longer need my weed whacker to cut the weeds because I can't get my lawnmower close enough to my stockade fence or my chain link fence to go off and do that. I don't need to do that. Or, hey, how do I get them to the point that says, hey, a value proposition that I provide that you probably haven't even thought about is if you want a stockade fence, you still have to paint that periodically to keep the wood from rotting. So that's something else that you don't have to go ahead and do with an invisible fencing thing. You can drive over it with your car, you can cut, you know, go over it with your lawnmower because it's all below the ground and nobody can see it. It's, you know, those kind of things, all right? So how do they evaluate that? How do you evaluate that when people would come up to you and say, well, great, how does that go ahead and keep my neighbor's dog from coming in and pooping in my yard? And well, that doesn't do that unless you put a collar on them. But you understand where I'm getting towards. So how do we help them evaluate your particular solution against the other ones out there? The next thing is how is the customer going to actually purchase your particular product? Is it going to be through... maybe if you think about Walmart, they go to a physical store to do that. Or maybe you're an Amazon and they literally buy it online. Now, that kind of leads into the next part, which is how do we actually deliver that particular product? Do we ship it to you or do you pick it up in person? The last part of that is the support. What do we do when the person doesn't quite know how to use our product or they've realized that it doesn't work for them and we need to go ahead and return that particular product? So you have your customer service component part. So when we think about channels, we're really talking about that connection between the customer segment and your value proposition and trying to deal with those particular elements.